There's a lot of talk out there concerning a soon coming 3 days of darkness judgment on the earth, that it will mark the end of the age of grace and the beginning of the tribulation. So I've been looking into it, and it struck me because of a dream I had around 2 years ago of thick darkness very suddenly engulfing us in the middle of the day. I described it in an earlier video and I'll leave a link to it. I had this dream when I had no knowledge at all of the pattern of God's judgments. And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in broad daylight. Amos 8:9. The information in this video has been gleaned from various sources and put together with what I feel the Lord has shown me. Although I sometimes share dreams and visions, I am not claiming to be a prophet. There is no thus saith the Lord, and I am fallible. So please take all you hear to the Lord yourself for understanding and confirmation. I just thought it was important to get this message out, because if it is correct, then it could save lives. 3 days of darkness is a judgment that has happened before in our biblical history, which is our true history. What has gone on before is also a sign of what is to come, because judgments by God follow a pattern. And right now, the godless immoral state of our culture is on the very brink of that pattern unfolding. In fact, we're already in it. That which has been is what will be. That which is done is what will be done, and there is nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9. 3 days of darkness was the ninth plague our father placed over Egypt in the book of Exodus. And Egypt is also a type and shadow of the world system that we live in today. Then the Lord says to Moses, "Stretch out your hand towards heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, darkness which may even be felt." So Moses stretched out his hand towards heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Exodus 10:21-23. I believe that this darkness will spread like a blanket across the world in a way that will make it midday no matter where you are when it hits. They meet with darkness in the daytime and grope at noontime, as in the night, Job 5:14. Believers in Yeshua, Jesus Christ, are grafted into the children of Israel, so like in Exodus, we will have light in our homes, but the unbelieving, the disobedient and the prideful will not, and may be subject to the demonic attack. The demonic realm is real and is going to be unleashed, and the hearts of man will truly be exposed. There will be nowhere to hide. This is a judgment to call humanity to its knees in repentance. Give glory to the Lord your God before he causes darkness, and before your feet stumble on the dark mountains. And while you are looking for light, he turns it into the shadow of death and makes it dense darkness. Jeremiah 13:16. And there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars upon the earth, and distress of nations with perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring. Luke 21:25. I believe there will be a warning that darkness is about to fall. I've heard that it could be colourful lights like auroras in the sky, but I can't personally say this for sure. However, when I prayed for confirmation about this event, I received a vision. It was very bright and there was quite a lot of people, and they were all wearing those cardboard framed glasses used for observing eclipses, and I had a sense that they were not just going to see an eclipse. There is a total solar eclipse due to cross the United States on April the 8th, and at the same time there will be a comet, unusually green in appearance, close to the sun. It's nicknamed Devil Comet due to its horns. It is a cryovolcanic comet, which means it periodically erupts when solar radiation causes a fissure in its icy shell. Will there be an eruption on April the 8th causing a light show? I don't know, but it is something to look out for. Another interesting thing to note is that the totality of the eclipse will pass over several cities named Nineveh. In the Bible, the prophet Jonah had to give warning to the Ninevites that if they didn't repent within 40 days, they would be overthrown. Nineveh was like what America and the West in general have become, morally depraved, having rejected their father and his ways. But he answered and said to them, "An evil and adulterous generation seek after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah." Matthew 12:39. America is so close to being overthrown right now. Whether the eclipse is connected to the 3 days of darkness specifically or not, it does indicate that judgment is on the horizon. When America goes down, it will impact the whole world. When you see a sign in the sky, go home and stay home. Cover all your windows. Do not answer the door to anyone under any circumstances when the darkness hits. The demonic realm has familiar spirits, which are spirits that impersonate our relatives and people we know. It will not be them. Pray Psalm 91. Unbelievers and those who have been living in sin, repent. If you are caught outside when the darkness falls, cry out for Jesus Christ. Get on your knees and seek his forgiveness, protection and help. There is power in his name. He is always ready to save the repentant heart. It's time for us as followers of Jesus Christ to examine our own hearts and repent of all sin, and in particular idolatry, which is a deep problem in today's false religion. Pride in our own works, love of the world, love of TV shows with violent or pornographic content, obsession with sport, science and technology, love of materialism and money, worship of celebrities, and that includes the royal family, basically everything that sits on the throne of our hearts, where our true king should be seated. God is looking for a spotless bride. It is also important not to fear. Fear is of the enemy and keeps us anchored to this broken world. If you're in Christ, there is no fear, so seek his presence daily. Our King is coming back. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. In order to keep our lamps burning, we should try to fill our souls with all the things of him, and like singing and listening to worship music, praying, fasting, and of course being in his word daily. Come away from the drama of the news and the worry of worldwide corruption. It shows a lack of faith in God's plan to redeem humanity. The world will do what it does. We are to give everything we've got to our God. He can give us absolute peace in any storm. The wise virgins with lamps full of oil, eagerly waiting for the Lord, will be the first fruits redeemed from the earth by God. And the light that will shine in the darkness will be the King's glory radiating through his fearless bride. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Isaiah 60:1-2. To anyone left behind at this stage, whatever you do, do not fall away from the faith and keep your eyes on the goal. Our Father loves all of his church, and we need to have faith that he knows what we need. There is another harvest, the main harvest, and believers during this time will be called upon to help bring it in. The Lord will pour out his anointing on his faithful to strengthen and help witness in power and to endure in battle. I also believe that the First Fruits Bride will be returning on the scene to help. It will be an incredibly supernatural time. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. John 14:12. This world is becoming more evil by the day, and it will soon reach a tipping point. It is unbelief that opens doors to the demonic realm, but Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, is our ark, and he delivers us from evil. If you do not know him as your personal Lord and Saviour, believe that Christ died for your sins, according to the scriptures, that he was buried and that he rose again on the third day, according to the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Call on him with a humble heart and ask for his forgiveness. He will show up in your life, and the joy you will come to experience will be like nothing you've ever known. It's like walking into the most beautiful, warm, comforting home with a blazing fire after a whole lifetime of being cold and lost at sea. Come to me, all you who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Matthew 11:28-29.